Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network, positive powered radio. I have a question for you today, and the question is, are you where you want to be in your business? My guess is you're probably not. And my guess is that you might be a little frustrated because it's all too often common. And it's okay, and it's perfect that you are, that your business is not growing as fast as you'd like for it to. What I want you to understand is when you develop the daily disciplines, when you create a rhythm of activity, of doing simple things over and over every day, and building a team of people who do the same things over and over every day, and when you master the mundane, the things that aren't really exciting, you can and you will become successful. What I want you to understand is if you're going to reach the top of your comp plan, you got to take baby steps. All too often, people want to do a quantum leap to the top of the comp plan. And you know, it just doesn't work that way. Many people get frustrated because their team is not doing enough. Well, I want you to think about what example you're setting there. And actually, what are you saying to those people? I was talking to one of my business partners yesterday, and we have part of our comp plan where if you sign up three people, you get a special bonus. And she talked to three of her prospects, and all three of them said that they wanted to find their three new distributors so they could get that bonus before they even got started. And I said to her, I said, you need to be thinking about what you're saying to your prospect or what you're not saying. And she says, well, I'm just pitching the business like I always have. And I said, okay, but you must be saying something different, and what she is saying is slowing her down. And I can tell you this, she is frustrated. Now, if you're not frustrated, that's good, but my guess, you probably have somebody on your team who might be, so I want you to take this information and share it with them. You know, as a baby starts out walking, you know, they fall down a lot, but somehow in their mind, they got this belief that they could walk just like everybody else, and you probably got in your mind, just like somebody else, that you could build a dream. You could develop a 6 or 7 figure income, and you know what? You can. I have. Many people have. Thousands of people have. All over the world in many, many different companies. Probably your company too. The question you have to ask is, what habits, what activities are they doing on a regular basis that maybe you're not doing? And there can be, and oftentimes will be, challenges, and that's okay. What I want you to understand is that you have to master the path to creating success for yourself and your business. You have to do that. And it's not always going to be a bed of roses. You will have challenges. And sometimes the universe will challenge you. It will test you for your resolve. It has me. But I also want you to understand is that my business has typically evolved in waves. And what I mean by that is that, you know, it's like I don't sponsor anybody for a week or 2 weeks. And then, boom, I sign up, you know, 3, 4, 5 people. And then it's nothing, and sign up more people. Well, it's because I am consistent in my daily activities of prospecting and presenting my opportunity that my pipeline is always filled. Now, if you just get your team, and if you just adopt the philosophy of talking to 2 people a day, I can promise you, you'll become successful. You know, it's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing not to do, to talk to 2 people a day. And you know what? It's more important to talk to 2 people a day than to talk to 14 people a week, or if you're working 5 days a week, 10 people in one day. Why? It's because you're creating a habit. And it's that rhythm, it's that habit, it's that activity of talking to 2 people a day, whether it be on Facebook or out and about, that creates the success. And when you're doing that, you're going to be talking to your team about you doing that. So what you're actually doing is you're modeling good behavior. That's important stuff. That's important stuff. And as you build your team, you're going to have some people that just fade away. And that's okay. That's natural. As Jim Rohn says, don't try to understand it. I wouldn't take that course if I was you. Just accept it and move forward. Stay on the positive side. You know, I was listening to a video this morning with Darren Hardy and Sean Aker on Success Magazine's website. And Darren asked Sean, because Sean is the author of the book, The Happiness Advantage, which I highly recommend that book if you haven't read that yet. As entrepreneurs in the home-based business profession, often is the case where we want to get it all done yesterday. And we get frustrated. And we've got these challenges. So Darren asked Sean, what do you do? And he says, well, you know, you got to look at your business or in your life, and you got to create things in two different islands. Island number one is things that you can do something about. Island number two is things that you can't do anything about. You know, things you can't do anything about is, you know, what the company might do or what prospects might say. And things that you can do something about is making new contacts and following up with people and building relationships with people. And what Sean says, if you really want to go from the place of being frustrated and unhappy to a place where you're happy and excited and more attractive, is you do something very simple. Is you pick one thing on that list of things that you have control over, and you do it every day. And the example he gave was pretty simple. You can do it in 2 minutes or less. The example he gave is to send somebody an email and let them know how they have had a positive impact on your life. It's saying thank you. It's saying you made a difference in me. And it's that activity that will make you feel good, number one. And what happens is it creates a cycle where they say they'll probably send an email back to you and say, well, thank you for whatever you did. And what Sean suggested, and what I'm going to suggest to you, is if you ever get in that place of stuck or your business not growing fast enough, go to that place where you feel good, you're more attractive, and do this activity, this 2 minute activity a day. Easy to do, easy not to do, of sending somebody a positive email. Do that for 21 days. He says when you do that for 21 days, you always start looking for the positive and the happy things in your life as opposed to the negative and the things that aren't working. You know, it's funny. If you've ever seen the TV series, probably in the 80s, called All in the Family, there's a guy there by the name of Archie Bunker. You know, Archie could never be satisfied because he was always complaining about something. Well, my dad is Archie Bunker. In fact, my mom calls him to this day Archie Bunker because he's always complaining about something. Nothing is ever right. Nothing is ever good enough. So as you can imagine, growing up, some of my baggage was, you know, being good enough, worthy enough, because no matter what I did, I could never really please my dad. And he never really saw it that way, because I brought it up a couple of times. I remember when I got inducted to the Million Dollar Income Earner Club in one of my companies, he didn't say, good job, Terry. He said, God, can you imagine all the money you're going to have to spend and all the taxes you're going to pay on all that money? Man, it's just, I don't know if I'd want to be you. And I said, come on, Dad, just throw me a bone. Give me an attaboy, a little one anyways. But you know what? It is what it is. He is who he is, and I really can't change him. But here's what I know, is that if you focus on the good in life, you focus on helping people. And as you talk to people about your products and your business, talk about really serving them, helping them improve some area of their life. Whatever your product does, whatever your business does. From a business standpoint, I always talk about quality of life. You know, if I could show you how to improve the quality of your life, is that something that you want to learn more about? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. The other thing I want you to understand, and we all know the importance of personal development, and personal development really shapes us and helps us create better skills. You know, when you look at the people in your company who are earning six and seven figures and you're not, you got to say to yourself, What are they doing that you're not doing? What kind of questions are they asking? How are they handling objections perhaps a little bit differently than you are? Interesting when you stop and think about that. And you know, we can't really change what a prospect will do, but what we can do is we can change our philosophy. We can change the type of questions. We can change how we engage people. And that comes through personal development. I love what Jeff Olson, the author of the book, The Slight Edge, says. He says, sometimes you just need to go slow to go fast. Master the mundane. And the slight edge basically is always working. And the question is the slight edge of doing these easy to do, easy not to do activities, is it working in your favor or is it working against you? There is no standing still. There is no stopping. It's either working for you or against you. And see, that's the thing that I really, really want you to understand. And if you haven't read the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, get the book. It's a phenomenal book. It's a bestseller. First came out in 2005, and they came out with another edition just a couple years ago. But it is a great philosophy of doing these little simple things. You know, Art Williams wrote a best-selling book, and you might want to get this one too. It's called All You Can Do Is All You Can Do, But All You Can Do Is Enough. You see, you got to give it your best shot. And what I'll tell you, what I've learned and what you probably know, but you may be doing or you may be not doing, is reflecting on your activity and your results. It was the last time you actually wrote down what did you learn from today. Do that every day for 30 days. At the end of every night, reflect on the day. Think about what you did. Think about what you accomplished that went well. Think about where you'd like to make some shifts or adjustments in your language, in your posture, in your prospecting. You know, there was a saying, and I don't really remember who said it, but said, sow an act and you'll reap a habit. Sow a habit and you'll reap a character. Sow a character and you'll reap a destiny. And that's really what we're talking about in this profession. It's really about that path of personal growth, personal development that takes you from where you are to where you want to go. And it's about helping other people do the same thing. And that begins with your philosophy, because what you need to understand is your philosophy creates your attitudes. It creates your actions. It creates your results. And that's basically your life. And I think there's no better gift that you could give somebody than to help them maybe shift their philosophy. A philosophy that helps them help other people. A philosophy that helps them help themselves. A philosophy that really gets them on the path to personal growth and personal development. Because that, my friend, is where I believe the magic is. You know, I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be easy, but I am saying it's going to be worth it. And what I'll tell you is what Jim Rohn said, is don't wish for your problems to be smaller. Wish for your wisdom to be greater. Hope this has been helpful for you today. My name is Terry Petrovic. We're on the Straight Talk path. I'm going to tell you like it is. Connect with me on my blog, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, P-E-T-R-O, vicvick.com. Until next time, remember this, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it. Until next time, bye-bye for now.